Geico knows there are many reasons why you ride. From the exciting adventure of the daily commute to the peace of mind that Geico always has your back with 24/7 access to claim service and legendary customer service. But Pamela Mund had one reason in particular.
My skin is extremely averse to most fabrics, except for the soft, buttery feeling of leather. Thankfully, I found my clan of leather lovers in the biking community. It's been life-changing.
Geico Motorcycle. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Earn Your Leisure is now part of the Black Effect Network and iHeartRadio. I'm Rashad Bilal.
And I am Troy Millings, and we are the hosts of the Earn Your Leisure podcast, where we give you the behind-the-scenes look into the world of business and finance with exclusive interviews with the people who are actually making the money.
From the biggest shark on Shark Tank to the brains behind Rockefeller Records, Earn Your Leisure gives you inside access to the biggest in the game. iHeartRadio is number one for podcasts, but don't take our word for it. Find Earn Your Leisure on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by Pepsi Zero Sugar.
I'm Suhaiti, and this is Self Love Served Raw, where we delve into who we are, what we want, and what stops us from living authentically. I am Suhaiti, a storyteller and accountability partner that's here to dish on all things self-love and goal-getting. Join me every Monday for a brand new episode. Now let's get raw. Hey y'all, happy Monday. Today I want to talk about purging. And before I continue, I want to apologize if my voice feels a little strange. I'm not alarming anyone. I do not have the corona. Thank God I am healthy during this time. And all of my family is healthy. But I just took a really nice freaking nap, man. When was the last time you took a nap? Usually if I take a nap, it's with my son. So it's not really a comfortable nap because he sleeps with me in my bed and has his foot on my head. So that's not the nap that I took today was me in my bed by my lonesome, and it was delicious. So I actually was supposed to talk about Uranus being in my 10th house today and the new moon because I'm really into astrology. But when I woke up from my nap, I felt this need to purge. And this isn't something that suddenly come over me. I have wanted to purge the past and heal wounds for a very long time. And I'm constantly trying to develop myself as a person. If you followed me on social media, I love Suhaiti. You have seen the transformation. And if you've been a loyal listener, then you know that I'm really into just kind of being your best and most authentic self and embracing all that you are. And you may also know that I also have struggled with self-love, which is why I decided to really change direction with the podcast and not do love and sex anymore, even though I still enjoy talking about it. And I will from time to time. I really wanted to focus on helping people grow, right? So I woke up from my nap and I had to purge immediately in that moment. And what I had to purge was my last relationship, my relationship with my ex. Some things have come to light that have been very hurtful. And I'm seeing our relationship in a completely new light that has been very hurtful. And the thing is that there was a lot of things that I knew intuitively that had gone on that I l'occulté, like I hid it from myself. I purposely chose not to accept it because I didn't want to feel like I had to question everything in our relationship. What was real, what was fake, was everything a lie, right? Also, when we're holding on to an old relationship, it's sometimes because we still have hope that that can happen. Or I think most of the time, because for me, this was it. We have a hard time letting go in general because letting go means starting over, and holding on is safer. Even though holding on is much more damaging than letting go, right? Because letting go is freedom and starting over and transformation and starting a new path and all those good, yummy things. But when we hold on to a relationship or a situation or even a feeling, whether you're bitter, you're jaded, you're angry, whatever it is, it's just safer and more comfortable to stay there because then that forces us not to really move on. So I thought I had moved on, and I have in terms of my feelings, because I don't have feelings for him and I don't want to be with him and I'm not even attracted to him. But I still have a lot of hurt feelings, and I still have a lot of that guilt associated with breaking up with a father or mother, your children, where you want to give your children or your child the family unit. And I never had a traditional family unit. I'm from divorced parents. My mom and my dad got divorced when I was super, super young. I was like 2. It was a very toxic, unhealthy relationship, some violence, things like that. So I didn't come from a healthy place. I didn't come from an environment where I saw healthy love, and I didn't want my son to grow up with unhealthy love, but I also didn't want my son to not have the family unit. So if you follow me on social media, you'll see that me and my ex spent a lot of time together for the sake of our son. And I had convinced myself that this was okay because we were in such a good place in terms of co-parenting that, like, we were friends. But then things have come to light that have made me realize that it's just, I've just been punked. I keep getting punked by this man over and over and over again. And I had to purge. So I took a nap today. I had all these things on my list, to-do list. I wanted to do so much when my son got picked up, right? Like, take advantage of every moment. Instead, I took a nap because I was so emotionally drained. I was so emotionally drained by the pickup situation. I was so emotionally drained by the last 24, 48 hours. So I want to talk about how I've purged just in the last 48 hours. And maybe this can also help you purge and help you let go and release and move on from whatever's holding you back. So when I woke up from my nap, I keep saying when I woke up from my nap, I'm going to get to the story, I promise. But before I do, make sure to subscribe to the podcast, rate the podcast, and also make sure to check me out on social media at Love Sue Haiti, especially on YouTube. I have a lot of great content there as well. So the nap. You're like, yo, she says nap one more time. So I woke up from the nap. I cannot start a sentence like that. And I just had this urge to purge on Facebook, to purge all the photos of us that don't have my son in it, to purge all the memories and all the status updates with my love, with I'm so blessed, with the love of my life, with my boo. I needed to do that. And I've never been that person to advocate for such pettiness because it always sounded really petty to me. But I realize now that, one, I was being really judgmental when women did that and when men did that. And secondly, those memories don't help you move on. You know, Facebook doesn't help when it's like, share your memory. This happened 6 years ago. Motherfucker, I don't want to see me and my ex engagement photo. Like, I don't want to see it. But what of my son, right? That's one of the things that held me back from really doing this before. I thought that my breakup this time had to be different than the other breakups that I had, where when it comes to old relationships, if you don't have children with the person, you just block them on social media, you move on, you delete their phone number. That's what I did when I was hurt, because oftentimes I was hurt in those relationships, right? I pride myself on being a really great girlfriend, and these mofos don't appreciate me for all the things that I do and how much I give. But I'm checking that. The next time around, it has to be reversed. I'm not going to let anybody walk all over me anymore. But back to the purging. So I hadn't done that before because of my son. But then I thought, and this has been my state of mind the last 48 hours, my spirit talking to me. Your son wants you to be happy. Your son wants a happy mom that's respected, that's listened to. Your son wants you to be good. And if you need to do this in order to be good, then you need to do this. And I have albums, photo albums that he can have that depict our relationship. All the photos I had on Facebook, I had it on a photo album because I love photo albums. For a little bit, I was like, maybe I should burn those. But then my son won't have any memories of his parents together. And I know that that's important, because even though my mom and my dad weren't together for a very long time, I do have pictures of them together, and it makes me feel good that they at one point did have some sort of love for each other, and I was born out of love, right? So I did that, and I first started, honestly, with just, like, going on Facebook, and apparently Facebook has a new way to unfriend. It's not an unfriend. It's like a take a break. I don't know. I'm hardly ever on Facebook. I'm always on Instagram, so follow me there at Love Sue Haiti, okay? And I was like, what does that mean? So it limits the posts. It limits what people see, and you can untag yourself from photos. It limits what that person sees, not what people see, what that person that you're taking a break from sees. So I started, okay, let me untag myself from photos of like friends of his and whatever. Untag. And then I thought, okay, I have tons of photos of him and I, like vacations we took before I had my son, like when we were good. And even photos of us when we weren't good. Like, you know, you post pictures on social media when your relationship is breaking down and you look lovey-dovey. And then in reality, your relationship is shit. Your relationship is awful. The person treats you like crap. They talk to you like crap. So many of us do that, and I think we do it to convince ourselves, convince other people, and then in turn convince ourselves that we're happy. So I deleted albums upon photos, and I woke up from that bed. I did it while I was lying in bed still, and I woke up, and I got up from that bed, and I felt so freaking good. The first thing I did was get on my camera, start a YouTube video that you can go check out. And then I sat down and I said, let's do this podcast and talk about what I just experienced. So it's, I feel lighter. And it's just Facebook, you may say, but it's not. Because it's starting anew, not just on social media and what people see, but just taking a stand and saying, no, you don't have to be part of my life in that way anymore. Just because I'm tied to you through my child doesn't mean I'm tied to you. Another way that I've purged was this weekend. I'm going to get the exact date, April 4th. Some astrological shit was happening. Pluto and Jupiter were conjunct. If you don't know what I mean, look it up. It's a very powerful, powerful astrological move. When these two planets come together, it doesn't happen often. I think every 13 years, and it's very powerful. Pluto is the planet of death and rebirth and transformation, and Jupiter is the planet of expansion. So Jupiter is expanding the birth and transformation. What Pluto wants to do in your life, if you believe in it, right? If you believe in astrology, is that it's rebirth. You need to let go of the old ways, release the old ways. And this effect lasts for a couple of days. It's a very strong, strong energy, because that's all it is. It's energy. So on the 4th, Pluto-Jupiter conjunct, I got invited. Well, I saw on social media, Rebecca Gitana. You should follow her. She's amazing, an amazing spiritualist. I want to have her on the show. She was having a kakuna transformation. So what's a kakuna transformation? A kakuna transformation is, this time it was virtual, but a group of women get together, Rebecca leads it, and we meditate, and we learn breath work, and we learn chakra work, and we just release and detox. And that's what we did. On April 4th, I sat on my couch. She asked us to bring two items. Well, not two. I chose two. A couple of items that we were connected to, and to wrap ourselves in a blanket like a cocoon, and to really create a sacred space for us, for ourselves in our own homes. It was virtual. There was a bunch of women there on Zoom. And I learned breath work for the first time, and I was resistant. And it's funny because I've seen women do breath work, and I'm so embarrassed for them, because it is a release. By breath work, I mean literally breathing in and out, breathing in through your nose, out through your mouth, and letting whatever sound comes out. Not holding back. And I've never done it because I've always resisted. I've always resisted the sound that may come out of my mouth. And a lot of it was pain and healing of my inner child. My you know, Sue Haiti as a little girl, and all the things that she saw, and not feeling good enough and feeling invincible. Those are the things that I purged that day. And it doesn't mean that they're gone. But First of all, the items that I brought, one was a picture of my son when he was around 11 months, and another one was a picture of me when I was around 7. And I gravitated toward those images, and it's crazy because Rebecca talked about healing the inner child, and I showed the picture like, this is why I'm here. This little girl needs so much love. And I don't want to cry, but this is a really raw podcast. Because I'm just being so myself. It feels so good, listeners, to be myself. It feels so good to be yourself. And that was one way that I purged. I made noises I've never heard myself make. Sometimes even when I want to cry, I hold it back because I know that when I cry, when I let go, the floodgates are going to go. And I'm going to cry uncontrollably because of all the pain that I've held in and I've experienced and all the hurt that I've experienced, especially with my last relationship. So that was the beginning of the purging. And then today with the Facebook was the second. And now I'm here on the podcast purging with all of you, sharing my journey. This is also another way to purge. If whether you journal, whatever it is, to be able to talk to a mic with no one in front of me and just say what's in my heart feels amazing. So I thank you for listening. And I thank you for the loyal listeners, even the new listeners, for taking the time out to click on this podcast, being curious and wanting to hear me. And, you know, like you're taking a piece of me. Oh, man. Okay. One more way that I'm purging is by saging. So I just bought this beautiful sage from this website. I'm going to link it in the description. It's called the Flower Shop or something, or the Flower Bruja Shop. And I've never saged before, which is crazy because I'm Dominican and Dominicans are all about that. Caribbean people are all about saging. The reason why I'm saging is because of the things that I found out recently regarding my ex, and I want to clear the apartment of energy. I want to clear my energy. I also want to sage because I got my ancestry DNA results back. It's on YouTube, so go to YouTube, Love Sue Haiti. And I discovered that I'm 4% indigenous, which is Taina, and I am about maybe I'm saying my brain, I can't do math on the spot, 30 something percent African, like from the, you know, sub-Saharan region, the Bantu people, which were a lot of the people that were in the slave trade and brought from Africa to the Caribbean. And then surprisingly enough, 40% of me is European, 20% is Spanish, and 20% is Portuguese. And I was shocked because I thought I was going to be like 80% African, 5% white. But I mean, it's crazy, right? There was a lot of colonialism happening, but luckily I got my color because I'm my African and Taino descendants. So because of this, and I did ancestry DNA because I really want to connect to my ancestry, my roots, spiritually, in so many ways. I just want to stand in my power. You know, I've been feeling like I've been lost for such a long time. And I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that historically, people of color, especially Caribbean people, we don't know where we came from. We come from everywhere because of all the colonialism. And we were stripped of our culture, our language, our religion and spirituality. And I still believe in God. But I know, I feel like there's more. I feel a calling to really dig a little deeper than what Catholicism has taught me. Because of, you know, being colonized. So I'm really excited to keep sharing. Oh, I'm so excited to keep sharing. I feel so good right now. I'm also really excited to smudge when I get it. And I'm really excited to create my little meditation corner in my bedroom. I've struggled with meditating because I felt like it had to be one way. But because of Rebecca, I learned that it's all about breathing and releasing. And whether you want to journal, you journal. If you just want to lay there, you lay there. You close your eyes. It's not about not thinking and staying silent or whatever. That's not real meditation. That's new age meditation. Okay, I'm going to stop talking. Thank you for listening to Self Love Servra. I'm Suhaiti. And make sure to subscribe, rate the podcast. If you don't want to leave a, what's the word, a review, then you can just rate it with the stars. That helps also. And if you are on social media, follow me there. I love Suhaiti. You could also take a screen capture of the podcast if you're listening to it on your phone, share it, tag me, and then I'll reshare with my followers. So thanks again, and I will chat with you all next Monday. Stay safe and be well.
Minutes could save you 15% or more.
Is that Shakespeare?
Nope. It's Geico.
Yeah, that's Shakespeare from one of his unpublished works. Oh, it be not for awakening. Nay, giveth thou the berries. For 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
No, it's from Geico, because they help save people money.
Well, I hate to break it to you, but Geico got it from Shakespeare.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Good afternoon. Would you like to try a free sample of our double fudge brownie?
Oh, sure. Mmm, that's very good. I'll just take one more, just to be sure. Yep, still very good.
Some things never change, like never being able to take just one free sample. And Geico saving folks lots of money on their car insurance.
Mmm, is that macadamia nut I taste? Let me take one more.
Sir,
I thought so.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more.